Hi there, I'm Jimmy. Thanks for tuning into the show. If you like what you're about to hear, you can get the full experience and see the video on YouTube in the description with this episode. And you can always find more episodes and activities waiting for you at dwaba.org. After we finished recording our interview, Hector showed us a few more amazing specimens about the Acantolipan and really took us into the science behind the discovery. Check out this clip and help dig a little bit deeper into this amazing new dinosaur. So, we're going to take a look at some of the bones, some of the fossils that you've dug up for the Acantolipan, and these are replicas, because the real ones are back in the museum right now.
Yeah, that's right. These are the replicas of the Acantolipan, and this is the spine.
Wow, so that's the part of the dinosaur that we see that's coming up off the back there. This is the spine.
That's right. As you can see, it's a very conical, very circular in shape.
So do you think these are defensive, or were they for attraction, or for...
It's dissuasive to Tyrannosaurus or some other meat eaters that were around to say, don't attack me because right. You're going to be hurt.
That's a big spine. So is that's the first one that we see, right? That's the first leading spine from the front of the sail there, right? The front of the back?
Yes, because it's not even complete. There's a bit more for the base. Yeah. Therefore, it was longer or taller than what we see now.
That's an amazing specimen.
Yes, and this is the ulna.
The ulna?
Yeah.
So that's the bone of the forelimb then, yes?
Yes, and let's see, it's here. This is the process that it's different from other nodosaurids. And this is the clue of how we know it was a new genus.
So this process, this protrusion from the bone, lets you know it's a new genus, an entirely new group of animals. What makes this stand out? What makes this so unique?
Because we compare it with other nodosaurids, mm-hmm. and ankylosaurids. This, for example, in Edmontonia or in other nodosaurids, is not so well developed. It's smaller, or even not even with this shape, like the length of also this part.
Yeah,
can see even equal. Only in this dinosaur, therefore, we found the exact bone to say it's a new genus.
Wow, that's incredible. So you've got a ceratopsian that you've discovered and named. You've got a nodosaur you've discovered and named. What's next on your dinosaur bucket list?
Well, I have also discovered, co-described marine reptile, publication of the Mauriciosaurus fernandesi. It's a polycotylid from Nuevo León, Mexico. It was very complete and very nice specimen, with the fins and even with the skin preserved. So it was a great hit last year also. Doesn't matter if I move the camera?
Sure, go ahead.
Let's see if it looks. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at those teeth. And so this was an in situ fossil. That means this is the way that it looked when it came out of the ground. The preparators and the work you did cleaning it just to show these bones, but this is not reconstructed back into place, correct?
It was an incredible specimen.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I just want to say thank you very much for taking us on your adventure with you here and seeing some of the remarkable things that you've discovered and described. And it's really, it makes the amazing world of paleontology seem a little bit more real and approachable, and at the same time, still just fantastic. So thank you very much for your time here today. And next year, when you discover something else, I'll be back. Thank you so very much for watching again this week. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Make sure you leave a like and a comment below. Tell me what is your favorite dinosaur and why. I want to hear all about it. And I hope that you'll continue the conversation and follow us as well at Dinosaur Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can email us with questions or comments at dinosaurpodcast@gmail.com. And if you subscribe with us today, thank you very much for doing that. Please tell your friends all about it, because it's true. No matter who you are, what you do, or where you're from, dinosaurs will always be awesome.